On the show today, we have PSEU's very own Jeremiah Lotz and Advisors Plus Norm Patrick talking about PSEU launching a monthly payments index to track consumer behavior and payments trends. Pretty cool stuff here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Yes, welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have PSEU's very own Jeremiah Lotz right there next to me. Jeremiah, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. And then right below us, we have Mr. Norm Patrick from Advisors Plus. Norm, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Mike?
Good. I'm doing great. Doing great. Thanks for asking. And you guys have some pretty cool news here. You guys just launched a monthly payments index to track consumer behavior and payments trends, because this kind of segues off of what you guys were doing during the pandemic with the, I think it was the transactions report or something that Glenn was doing, right, Norm?
That's right.
Yeah, that was really, I mean, we got to see something every week, like, oh my gosh. And that was just really, really valuable stuff for a lot of people in the industry. But this time it's going to be the monthly payments index. And Jeremiah, I'm going to let you give us kind of a summary on what it's all about, and then we can dive into the details here.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Mike.
Sure.
Well, obviously the transaction trends that we published over the last 12 months, we put that out. We focused week by week on what was happening as we were going through the pandemic. You know that PSEU has a large, nice set of services and products around data, analytics, business intelligence. And so we felt it was an opportunity for us to make sure that credit unions had real-time data. What was happening in the world of payments, and how do they make decisions off of that? What does it look like for consumers? How does that impact credit unions? And so that's what we were doing on a weekly basis. Not that we are out of the pandemic, but as we have start to see things kind of change and kind of get to what is a new normal, I guess we would say, we thought it made sense to kind of focus on a monthly payment index. So continue to use that data and allow us to compare kind of 3 years. So what does 19 look like as a baseline? What happened in 20 and how are we performing in 21? And what are consumers doing in 21 as it compares to those two areas? And again, the ability for credit unions to leverage that to make decisions and understand what's happening in that space so they know where to invest.
Indeed. Yeah, really, really valuable stuff here. So what kind of sparked this idea, Norm, to get this going?
Well, really to get it going, it's a logical extension of what we did with the weekly transaction trends. Yeah, I think as the economy tends to turn around and as consumer behavior tends to stabilize and things just get better overall with vaccinations and everything, it was a very logical extension to stretch the cadence a little bit and focus a little more on a monthly view and also bring in a lot more thought leadership and analysis into the discussion, really just to take it to that next level of depth and analysis relative to those trends.
Indeed. And speaking of what information will it include, Jeremiah? I'll let you and Norm can kind of ping pong back and forth here because there's a few of them here. But what are a couple of them? And then Norm, I'll let you chime in with a couple of them as well.
Yeah. So like I said, we'll hit kind of that 3 year of data and trends based on current transactions and we'll deep dive each month into different sectors. So we'll start to look at what consumer behavior looks like in specific sectors. As we saw in the first one, we looked at kind of the travel industry. And we'll deep dive each month into kind of what that looks like, what it means, why we're seeing that. Again, back to what types of decisions can and should we be making based off of that data. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the trend of what that will look like.
Okay. And Norm?
Yeah, I think one thing that's been very helpful in terms of the feedback we've gotten anecdotally is around the territory analysis, looking at different sectors across the country in terms of the Northeast, the Southeast, and the West. How did they all compare against each other and then relative to the PSEU averages? So that territory analysis has been very important. We're going to continue to keep running with that in the future as well.
Yeah. And how do you see it helping create? What? Obviously, this is a great benefit to credit unions, but I just want to hear it from you guys. I think I know the answer already, but how do you see it benefiting credit unions here moving forward, Jeremiah?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're doing that will be a huge benefit to credit unions who are processing with PSU is we're making reports available in our member insights suite that give them the ability to see what those drill downs look like specific for them and compare themselves against their peers. Yep. So each month, as we look at a specific area or sector, then the credit union can go into member insight. They can drill into specifically for me, what does that look like and how do I compare against my peers that are my size and that sort of thing. So again, a bit more, data directly to them to allow them to make some decisions. So that's one way that it'll benefit.
Okay. Sure. And Norm, any other, anything else from your perspective on that one?
Yeah, I think, when you talk to a credit union about their performance, I think it's great to talk about the big picture, how things have gone nationally. But, realistically, all credit unions, and everybody who's listening will probably agree with this, is, how am I comparing to the peers in my backyard and my competitors and my region overall? How does that relate to the entire country? Yeah. So it's come across as pretty important.
Well, it's always good to kind of see that and go, okay, where can we do better or how can we help or that type of stuff, just to... That's a great message to send here. And Jeremiah, you talked about the first month that you already did a report for April and you focused on the travel sector. I remember at the PSU member forum last week, you guys had Visa's Oliver Jenkin talked about the travel sector as well. So what's happening there? If you want to give us a quick little glimpse on what you guys found out for April.
Yeah. So in April when we looked at the travel piece, I mean, what we saw was some recovery in some areas, right? So when you look at hotels and when you look at car rentals, you're starting to see some increases in consumers leveraging those, especially after the last government set of funds. But what we are still seeing is kind of that the airline and obviously the cruise industry, some of the entertainment industries not necessarily recovering. So those were a couple of the key points. Norm, I know there's some other deeper components in there. If there's anything else you want to point out.
Yeah, I think, when you look at, when you go back to the airline case, the point of April 2020, when you compare that to 2019, we were down 80% in terms of spend. There's only 20% left. So we have made some gains, but as Jeremiah mentioned, we're still down. We're still down about a third on credit card spend relative to airlines, 6% on the debit card side. So we're making some inroads coming back. But the great thing is that, even though we're still negative, we're picking it up. This is going to be indicative of summer spend. You're booking airline travel in the spring in hopes of that great trip over the summer. But think about all the pull through that's going to come from that. You're going to have a hotel stay. You're going to have a car rental. You're going to go to an amusement park. Oh, and you're going to eat too. So, it's really starting to make things line up for a pretty nice summer.
Exactly. And I can't help but think, Norm, that 20%, who were those 20%? Who are the 20% traveling?
I'll tell you, it wasn't me.
That's what I want to know. Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. I can't wait to see this on a monthly basis, guys. So having said that, where can folks access it, Jeremiah? Obviously, PSU, the website?
Yeah, so on PSU.com, there's an insights section. And then within that, payment insights, so you'll be able to payment index, you'll be able to get that on a monthly basis. Again, those credit unions or financial institutions processing with us can go into Member Insight as well and see some of those more detailed reports.
Right on. We'll put those links in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out each and every month. And gosh, I think that's pretty much it. Norm, anything else to add here to wrap up?
No, we really appreciate the time today. And, like I mentioned, it looks like things are starting to turn around. And, I think it's a great time for credit unions to start getting very aggressive with their card programs. And let's have a great summer and rest of 2021.
I agree. We are definitely ready and willing and ready to go on the launch pad. Let's make this a good one. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work and be well, be safe. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.